Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question that has been posed, and that question is regarding the obligation of zakat. As you know, zakat is one of the pillars of Islam. It's one of those fundamental obligations within Islam, right there, along with the ritual prayer, the salat, the psalm, the fasting, and the pilgrimage to Mecca, the hajj. It's been mentioned many times in the Holy Quran. Right? And we also know this, that there's a lot of obligations within Islam that existed before Islam in the religions which preceded Islam. And Islam just came and, you know, it also adopted these customs and these obligations, making certain alterations to their form, right? So the question we want to ask is whether, this obligation of the zakat was present in the religions before Islam or not. The answer to this question is yes. According to some Quranic verses, there is a indication that this is a obligation that existed in the religions preceding Islam. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, وَكَانَ يَعْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ إِنَّ رَبِّهِ مَرْزِيًّا. The Prophet Ismail, the son of Ibrahim, he ordered his family to pray and to pay the zakat. This is an indication of the fact that it was present from the times of the Prophet Ibrahim. In another verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah says in the Holy Quran that we took a covenant from the children of Israel not to worship anyone besides Allah, besides God, to be good to the parents. And then in continuation it says, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ, and to pray and to pay the zakat. Right? So this indicates, yes, from the time of the beginning of the Abrahamic religions, from the time of Hazrat Ibrahim and Hazrat Ismail and the prophets of the that were sent to the Israelites, right? The ritual of zakat was accepted and was performed and was an obligation in their religion. And this didn't stop there, because we have another verse in the Holy Quran that says, quoting from the Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam, وَجَعَلْنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا, that I have been advised to perform the prayer and pay the zakat as long as I'm alive. Right. So this indicates clearly that the ritual of zakat, the obligation of zakat, it was present in the Abrahamic religions of Judaism and Christianity before the advent of Islam. And obviously Islam came, it also adopted them. It also adopted this ritual, but obviously making certain alterations to it. So there's nothing wrong in saying this. It's like the pilgrimage to Mecca we have in the Holy Quran, that the Prophet Abraham, he built the Kaaba, and he called people to perform the pilgrimage, right? So the pilgrimage to Mecca, to the Holy Kaaba, the house of God, was also something that was present from that era, as far as we can gather from the Quranic verses. And there's also other things as well, which we do not have time to get into the details of. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at whether the ritual of zakat was present before the advent of Islam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.